Okay. Today is Daf Ches in Meseches Nazir. And we continue with the Mishnah. The last Daf in the first Perek. In Perek Kol Kinuyei. Says the Mishnah, as we continue again, the first couple of Prakim in Meseches Nazir is all about the Kabbalah, Kabbalah's Naziris. Then we'll get into the various halachas of a Nazir. The first Kabbalah's Naziris. Says the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir, and a number of the cases that we're going to have in this Mishnah, we already discussed yesterday, because they were brought up in the context of our previous Mishnah. Hareini Nazir, Hareini Kisei Aroshi. I am a Nazir like the hair on my head. Ka'ucha Afar Ha'aretz, or like the dirt of the land. Ukechol Hayam, or like the sand of the yam. Hare ze nazir olam, umagalech achas l'shloshim yom. Then that person is a nazir olam forever, because the hair is infinite, and not infinite, but it's longer than he's going to be alive. Uka afar aretz, and all those are very long. Umagalech achas l'shloshim yom. And he takes a haircut once every 30 days. Takes a hair once every 30 days, because we assume he accepted upon himself nazirios, one after another, for the amount of hairs that he has and dirt that there is, which means longer than he's going to live. So therefore, for the rest of his life, he's a nazir each month of his life. That's what Tosfos explains. Tosfos at the bottom of the previous Amud, Dibur Maskel Hareini, Pirish Nazirus Harbe Kibalab. He's Makabel many nazirios on himself. The Rush is Mesupik, before we get to the Shita that argues, the Rush is Mesupik here. It's about 15 lines down in the Rush on Chesam and Aleph. This type of person, who is a nazir every month of his life, one after another, after another, after another. After that month, so he wakes up on the morning of day 30 or day 31, and he has to bring his karbanis. His naziris is finished. His previous naziris is finished. His next one's not going to start yet until he brings his karbanos. Does he have a chiyuv to bring his karbanis the very first moment that he can, the first day? Can he wait a week? I need a little break. I need a little break for being a nazir. So I want to wait a little bit. My naziris is finished. I finished my day. I'm not going to become tameh because then I'm not going to be able to bring my karbanos for a week like we had yesterday. Or maybe there's a derabana and it'll be sozer everything. But I want to have a little break in between. Is he allowed to do that? So the Rush has a suffix. Va'mesafkali. It's about 15, the 15th line of the Rush or so. Va'mesafkali im yirtza lamor b'naziruso below havas karban. Zman gadol. Let's see, he wants to delay and wait to bring his karban. V'rak shelo yavim b'al ta'acher al karbanos. He won't wait that long. He'll pass a yantif or violate b'al ta'acher. It won't be that won't wait that long. Shinischayiv im harishus biyado. Can he wait? Midi dehavi anaziru shehishlo mimei naziruso sheyachol hashus karbanosav. V'ashlo yavim b'al ta'acher, like a regular nazir. A regular nazir finishes his nazirus. He has an obligation to bring the karbanos that day. No, he can't drink wine until he brings his karbanos. But he can wait a week. He doesn't have to bring them right away. Oh, Dilma, no. He has this other Naziris in the background. He has a second Naziris that's waiting to start. And therefore, he has to bring it. He can't wait. Oh, Dilma, kiva shakiva love Naziris, kol yamav, chayv ulahashim Nazirizu miyad, ulahaskal acheres. So he has that suffix, and what does he say? V'hadas note kach. What is he note towards? Kivat shekol yomav u'mechayev nazirus ein lo la'acher mi'lahashlim kol mashi yuchal. So he's note to say, got to bring it right away. Got to bring it right away. You have this other nazirus in the background. Here you go. The second nazirus wasn't chal yet. But because you know it's going to be chal, because you know maybe he took the oath as a package deal, I'm a nazirus for all my life. So even though one nazirus is finished and the other nazirus didn't start yet, but the Rush assumes that it's strong enough to try to make you bring the karbanos of your first naziris right away.
Why didn't the other naziris start yet? Once he says,
But the other naziris starts because you can't start a second naziris before you bring the karbanos of the first naziris. So until he brings the karbanos, the second naziris didn't start yet. He finished the days of the naziris. He finished the malos. Finite time period. What do you mean? Finite to what? Baal ta'acher. Finite time period to the naziris. Right. But how do you finish the naziris? If I finish my naziris, I don't bring my karbanos yet. I still can't drink wine, and the halachas of the first naziris are still on me.
But if he says I'm a couple multiple naziris, zeh
right. But zeh achar zeh. But still, they don't overlap. They can't overlap. You can't be a double nazir at the same time. So as long as the first naziris isn't finished, the second one can't be chal.
But at the end of the first 30 days, if he hasn't brought a carbon, he's still a nazir right away, no?
Right, no. Until, if he finishes the 30 days, that's what the Rush is saying. He's not a nazir yet. Until he finishes, he brings his karbanos and he goes through the process. And until he does that, the second naziris doesn't start yet. So the question is, does he have to get the process started right away, the Rosh Hashanah to say yes. Rosh Hashanah to say yes. That is that's Tosfos on the Tanakam and the Mishnah. It's Nazirios Harbe, and the Rosh is Safek, and he's noted to say you should start it right away. There is, though, another question. Maybe this is related to what you wanted to suggest. The Menchas Chinuch asks a kasha. He asks it on a Rambam, but you really could ask it on anybody. The Rambam quotes that if somebody is Mekabel Nazirus, so then he brings all of his karbanos, and he gets his hair cut, and then he starts the next Nazirus. Vihine, and the Kesav Misha says, Pasha too. This is Pasha Talacha. De'ein shum davar she yavzal ben Nazirus le Nazirus she imutu l'tamos l'ushtos yayin. So right when you bring your karbanos and you get your hair cut, the second Nazirus starts. There's no time in the middle. Says the Menchas Chinuch, Im kibzeh pashut l'das rabbeinu Kesav Mishnah, ani eini meivin davar zeh. It's pasha for him, it's not pasha for me. What's his problem? His problem is that the Rambam paskins, machlokes, tanoim, the Rambam paskins that the haircut is not ma'akev. It's a mitzvah, it's not ma'akev. Even if you don't get your haircut, you still finish being a nazir. Tiklachas hi mitzvah veinim ma'akeves. So says the Menchas Chinuch, 1 minute, after the nazir brings his karbanis from the first nazirus, so now he has to get a haircut. And after he gets his haircut, the second nazirus is going to be chal. 1 minute of the Menchas Chinuch. Forget the haircut. The haircut is not ma'akev, it's only la mitzvah. So the second nazir should be chal right away, after you bring the first karbanis. He says, "B'nechzi anan im nazir hevi karbanosa v'lo gilach hayom the mitzvah alav l'galech l'machar." If he only has one nazirus, so the mitzvah is him to get a haircut tomorrow, the next day. The kibbol alav own nazirus, but if he uses makabel another nazirus, bevat. Let's say in this case, I'm makabel one nazirus. That's it. And on day 31, I bring my karbanos in the morning, and I didn't get a chance to get a haircut yet. The barber was closed. I'm going to go tomorrow, but before I get to go to the barber, I makabel another nazirus. What's the halacha says the Menchas Chinuch? I can't get my haircut because I'm a nazir again. So I can't get it. The tiklachas was not ma'akev, and because it wasn't ma'akev, I can't get my haircut. So bavade also l'kai mitzvah gilach b'min Israel ki tiklachas asur l'nazir va'overim gilach fa'asei v'losasei. I violate an asei of gadol pera and a losasei of cutting my hair. And the asei of cutting your hair is not doche the asei and the losasei of not cutting your hair. V'yukei l'divya Rambam says, therefore, according to this case of the Rambam, the take of challah alav nazirus shnia, right when you're mekabel, if you did it together, one after another, so in the second you bring your karbanos from the first nazirus, you should be also to get your haircut. Haina ben Israel alav echman adamim, take it for also rega challah alav nazirus shnia, dein rega mafzik. Imkein hech mavur, te bechol shloshim yom, maybe karbanos of mekaleach. Keep the take of achar kabbat arishon, as hutar min nazirus rishona, the nazirus shnia kicks in. So why should you be able to get a haircut? Amazing question. Right, so if you have two Naziris in a row, you should never be able to get your hair cut. Because right after you bring your karbanos, you should be Azir because of the second Naziris. Yeah? We call it, is it one unit? But the Tekalachas is not Ma'akev. It's thrown onto the Dura Shlomim. It is called, correct, we call it that. But we call the tiklachas the whole process, correct? It's a package deal, 100%. But the question is that it's a package deal when it occurs. But if it didn't happen yet, it's not ma'akev. So we should say it shouldn't be allowed to happen because you're an ozir again. Two ideas. There is one answer given in the name of the Malbim that maybe it's bichidish, but maybe the tiklachas, what tiklachas is an ozir asirin? He's only ozir, a regular ozir, is only ozir in a tiklachas tam. But he's mutter in tiklachas shel mitzvah. When else do you have a tiklachas shel mitzvah? I know a levi is going to become mechunach to the Beis Hamikdash. Tiklachas shel mitzvah, right? Or if you have a prior nazirus, a nazir is not usher in a tiklachas shel mitzvah. He's only usher in a tiklachas tam. No problem. One answer. The other answer given, B'shem the Chazonish, I saw it quoted, I looked for it in that marker, I couldn't find it there, it was quoted B'shem the Chazonish, and that is, maybe related to what you said, you're right, it's not ma'akev, but when you have a lachachila to do it, you're allowed to do it. It's still a chiyuv upon you. You're right, b'di'evet, if you didn't do it, so then you're still not a nazir anymore, if you didn't do it, but if you still are planning to do it, and it's a lachachila in front of you, you're still not a second nazir yet. The second Naziris did not kick in yet because, like you said, it's a package, and if you have a lachachila do it, you can still allow to do it. Even though, if you didn't do it, it's not going to be ma'akev. Two answers to the Minchas Chinuch Kasha.
If he didn't do it, he's not going to
if he didn't do it, so the question is, when do you decide when the second Naziris starts? I'm not sure when you decide that it's, okay, now it's not ma'akev, now the second Naziris starts. I'm not sure. Okay, let's continue now. So back to the Mishnah. So the Tanna Kamma says in the Mishnah, if somebody says I'm a Nazir, like the hair on my head, or like the dirt or the sand, so then you can't count it. So therefore, we assume you accept that upon yourself in a Zeris for many, many months, over and over again, and therefore you're a Nazir for the rest of your life. Take a haircut every month. Rebbe Omer, Rebbe argues, Ein zeh megalech achas l'shoshim yom. It's not true. Rebbe says, in this case, you're not a Nazir over and over again. Why? Because you only use the singular Nazir. You didn't say Hareini Mekabel Nazirus. You only said Nazir. If you said the word Nazir, so the Rush says you're one long Nazir. You're one long Nazir for the rest of your life. Because it's not, you didn't say Nazirus. Pointed out yesterday, just after the Shir, they mentioned this, Menachem mentioned this on the first day, while the whole Masechta is called Nazir, not Nazirus. Right? Even though in the rest of Nashim, it's all, you don't say get. Masechta's get. Gittin. Right, kiddushin. Right, kiddushin. What's the singular of kiddushin? Right. So but the other ones, Nazir and Sota, are singular. While other mesechtas, you have to know why are some mesechtas in the singular, why are some mesechtas in the plural? All types of nazirios are like one. It's like one unit, nazir. Or is it a positive? We don't want to have nazirus. The discussion in the mefarshim at the beginning of the mesechta. But here, Rebbe says,
You don't say sotos.
So nazir and Sota go together. You don't say ksuba. Mesechta's ksuba. Right, Mesechus Ksuba, Mesechus Neder, that's the one that you would think, parallel. Nedarim and Nazir. So maybe Nedarim is the category, and then Nazir is one part of the category. So but the Rebbe says, because you didn't use the plural Lashon, you're not a Nazir over and over again. You're one Nazir. One Nazir Echaz Aruka. One Nazir. The Ezo Megalech Achaz V'Shoshim. So according to Rebbe, when do you get every 30 days? What Lashon do you use for that? Ha'omer Hare Alai Nazirus. Plural. Kiseya Roshi, Uka Afahar, Zukhalayam. Right? So only if you use the plural Lashon, says Rabbi, are you a Nazir for 30 days? And it's consecutive Nazirios. Okay, next. Hareini Nazir Male Habayis. I am a Nazir as the fullness of the house. Doesn't even say a cuff. Right? It just says, I am a Nazir, the fullness of the house. Tosas points out on top, it's an empty house. It's an empty house. Taptosis. Pirish bayis reikonis, okupa reikonis. Right? Lefanenu. There's an empty house in front of him, and a man says, I'm an Azir like the fullness of this house. So what does it mean, like the fullness of the house? O male hakupa. Or like the fullness of this kupa, of this box. Or the lushan of the mi'iri, the gears of the mi'iri, which we'll talk more about in a minute, is the male chavis, is the gears of the barrel. Like the fullness of the barrel. So what do you do? Both can also, you check. So you go over to him and say, Mister, what do you mean by that? Im Amar Achas Gedola Nazar Ti Nazir Lamed Yom. If he says, I meant one big Naziris, like that house is one unit. And it's as hard, like we had yesterday. Why did I say a whole house? Is Naziris going to be as hard to me as a full house? So that he's one Nazir for 30 days. V'im, one second, I know what you're going to ask. V'im Amar Stam Naziris, Nazarti. And if he says, I was Nazir Stam, what does Nazir Stam mean? The Rush says, however the rabbis interpret my words, however they want to interpret my words, I'm a Nazir. That's what the Rosh says. The Mor Stam Nazarti Lo Haya Belibi Elamashi Aduni Chachamim Lashoni. What was I thinking? Nothing. I just said in his ears. I wanted to know what the rabbis would say about this. So then, Roen Es Hakupa Kiilu Himaleya Chardol V'Nazir Kol Yamav. We see as if the house is full of mustard seeds. That's always the example used when you want to say a tiny, tiny something. A mustard seed, that's what the Sefer HaChinuch says by Bal Tashchis. You can't destroy something even the size of a chardol seed. Right? And the Gemara Nida, the women are machmer on themselves, even tipas damka chardol. Right? Even a tiny drop of blood the size of a mustard seed. That's always the smallest thing item used. So here, if he says Nazir Stam, we see as if, meaning, he could be including and he could have meant what was inside the house was full, so we see as if the house was full of mustard seed and Nazir kol yom. And he's Nazir all his life, and says Tosfos, the same machlokas that we had in the Tanakh, in the Resha, appears here. The Tanakhama would say he is many consecutive Naziris one after another. Rebbe would say he's one long Nazir. So Menachem's going to ask, why don't we ask him in every single case that we're not sure? Right? Why don't we ask him in every single case that we're not sure? Right? It's a good question. Why don't we ask him in every single case that we're not sure? So one of the Achronim asked that question, and the suggestion given is that the Tosfos Rabbeinu Turdus asks, Lama Boskonos Odafka, what he says here, we didn't ask, why don't we ask him by Seir Roshi what he meant? Why don't we ask him by that? Did you mean one long Naziris, one after another? V'tirets, and he explains, this will answer some of the questions, but not all. Shedafka b'amarani nazir mali akupa shehu guf echad, yishmakom lehis topic. Dafka here, it's more, we're more misupik. We have no idea why, because what did he say? A house, which is one, but the fullness of a house, which is many, inside. So you got one, you have many. So there's mamash asafik. What did he mean? If he says the hairs on my hand, he obviously meant many, right? He meant many things. So that's why the Tanakhama says that's not even a suffix. That's not even a suffix. So that's how you have to put it into the cases of bodkin. We're only bodkin where we really, there's a ambiguous language. But even if he might have meant something, but if he said something else, so then we go by what he said. Right? There's a din of flaw when it comes to Naziris. Here, we're Yishmael, I'm stopping him, the Skyline Naziris. Achas will have Naziris. Kaminya and Dorbish and Espala Bosa Kupa. But if he says, Kaseya Roshi, Shuvada ain't a Naziris Achas, Shehain Gufin Rabim, that's why we don't ask. We don't ask. That's, again, he's mayor that the question might be better than the answer in some cases. But again, that's one derech of a possibility to answer. Okay. If you look in the Meiri here, the Meiri says, right, if this person says one house or one chavis, the Meiri says, Haridi nazir mali chavis, mali kupa. Russell Omar, kim mali chavis o kim mali kupa, klomar, she'ein mashvin oso mikovacho l'seya harosh va'afa aretz v'chol hayam. This is not like the first case, like we just said, where you have separate independent items, the hair, the dirt, the sands, but here, everything is in the house. So they're, you might say they're more independent because, you know, let's say we meant anything in the house, it might be less independent than the hair because that's connected on your head. But what's the difference? Because here they're inside something. They're inside something. Our suffix is because if you have independent items in a container, in a barrel, in a house, then that outside container connects and combines everything that's inside. Vahari hukein no din nazir is gedola shashiur ashloshim. Fine, the hair all comes out of your head, so you might think that's more connected, but they're each a separate unit. But in a house, in a barrel, they're all connected. Kli mitzarif masha besocha. This is a halacha that comes up in a number of places. I'll just mention one, and that is hilchas hafreshes chala. Hafreshes chala. Right, so what happens if, comes up sometimes, woman's baking challah, man's baking challah, and all of a sudden she has all the doughs out, and she realizes she wasn't mafresh challah yet. She made the dough ready, she kneaded the dough, and, you know, usually you're mafresh challah, l'chadchila, during the kneading. Let's say a woman finishes kneading, and she has them all in the different tinfoils, and she's, I wasn't mafresh challah. So what do you do? So one thing you could do is put them all back in one big kli, and then be mafresh challah. Because you can't be mafresh challah only on a certain minimum number of pounds of flour. Rav Henkin says up to 3 pounds, different shittas. Rav Henkin says less than 3 pounds, you're not mafresh at all. 3 to 5 without a bracha, 5 pounds, you're mafresh with a bracha. That's what many follow, the minhag olam. Others, Chabad, I know, has a little lesser requirement for the shear of flour. But the halacha is that what's considered one dough? So if they're in the same kli, we paskin. Shulchan Aruch says in Yaradei and Shun Chafhei, Shtei iso she'ein b'shum echad kashir. If you have two doughs that don't have the requisite shear, im no go zu bazu achin invakin ma'am izulo zu, if you put them together, that they're touching, mitzarfin, they're mitzarfin. Im heimi min arei litzarf, as long as they're both chayiv in chala. V'im einam nidbakin, but if they're not touching, but v'heim basal echad, they're on one big tinfoil pan, hasal mitzarfin. Right, they're put together, hasal mitzarfin. V'afilu achash nefev anase pas, even if you bake them already, b'tievin. Right, let's have you bake them already. So put them together in the same kli, and again, they could be mitzarif. So what do you do? But let's say many times, women, I already put them in, I already split them up, I already shaped them. I don't want to put them into this one kli again and start over. Right? So it's very difficult. So what do you do? Well, let's say they're baked already. They're baked already. So what do you do? So then you have the other heter of the Rosh Hashanah Arach. The Yesh Misha Omer, and the Shach wonders why this is a Yesh Misha Omer, because nobody argues on this. Yesh Misha Omer, Shemachase HaPas B'mapa, Choshev Kamo Kli Litzarfan. The other way out is that if you put a tablecloth, or you put a type of beged over all of the challahs, that's also like a kli to be mitzarif them. That's also connecting them. They're all on the counter, so put one big towel, clean towel, over all the challahs, that's a kli also. Kli mitzarif b'ashev b'socho is like one dough, and therefore you could again be mafresh the challah. So again, that's like what the Meiri says here. You could have independent units, but a kli mitzarif b'ashev b'socho. Okay. Also, v'ruch estum v'tara, it comes up. Something's tamei, the other part is tamei. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir, right in the middle. Hareini Nazir Mikan on Makom Ploni, like we had yesterday. I'm a Nazir from here until that place. Omdim Kama Yomim Mikan on Makom Ploni. See, figure out how long is it is till that place. In Pachas Bilamid Yom Nazir, if it's less than 30 days, he's a Nazir for Lamid Yom, because he can't be less than 30 days. Vim Lav, Nazir Kiminyan Hayom. And if not, if it's more than 30 days to get there, then he's a Nazir like the number of days. As we learned yesterday, Tosfos quotes it here again. This is only a case where he has started traveling already. If he didn't start traveling, then we assume it just means, oh, it's so hard as if I had to travel there. But the case is he started traveling already, and therefore what? We had the two opinions yesterday, and therefore either Tosfos says, it must be he's serious, he's just asking Hashem, he's really me Mekabel Naziris, because he wants a Hatzalah, he wants to have a safe trip, so that's why we think he's serious, until I get there. Number two, the Mefarish explains, if he already started, it must be he doesn't think it's so dangerous. And he does. It's not so hard. So that's so hard for him. So we assume it's literal that he wants to be a Nazir, Kaminyan Hayamin. But either way, it's Kishahechzik Baderech already. Next case. Hareini Nazir Kaminyan Yemos Achama. I'm a Nazir like the days of the solar calendar, solar year. Kaminyan Yemos Achama. Mona Nazir's Kaminyan Yemos Achama. So you count Nazirius according to the Yemos Achama. Tosa says 365 consecutive Nazirios. 365 consecutive Nazirios. So divide that by 30, you figure out how many years he's going to be, how many months he's going to be a Nazir. So consecutive Nazirios, 365 of them. Amar Rebbe Yehuda, Maisa Haya, it happened. Kivat Shehishlim, Mace. There was a man who made this Nazirus, and right when he finished the last one, the 365th one, he died. He died. So what is that emphasizing? What is Rebbe Yehuda adding? So Pashas is adding that, you see, that's what we hold. That's what we hold. If somebody says 365, we say it's serious. And you see, it took him a long time. And after that, he died. The Yerushalmi, according to Yerushalmi, right here on this Mishnah says, Tani b'shem Reb Yuda, Roi hoya ze lemisa, ela shetoso lo nezirusa. Really, this person deserved to die beforehand. He wasn't the big Reis Tzadik. He deserved to die beforehand, the Yerushalmi says. But, because that's the word Reb Yuda is emphasizing also. Why? Who knows? Doesn't say. Yeah, this Masar Rabbi Yehuda's adding that's Rabbi Yehuda's Chiddush, that there was a story and he didn't die until after he finished the whole Nazirus. So Rabbi Yehuda's adding because the Nazirus protected him. The Nazirus protected him. Says the Karbana Eda there. Mitzvahs Naziruso Umdalo, Shechai Kol Hashanim O'Ela Shenazar, Shmamina Kesav Rabbi Yehuda, Mitzvah Linder Benazir. Rabbi Yehuda's saying it's a mitzvah, and this mitzvah could protect you. That's what also the Pnei Moshe says. Zechus Naziris Gedolahi, Sheroi Ha'iz Elamisa, Elishatilsa Lo Zechus HaNaziris. Any type of Naziris protects you, like we're going to have in Sota, right? Zechus Tolala. But here too, that's the Yerushalmi, that's what Rabbi Yehuda's emphasizing. Period. Says the Gemara. What do we say in the Mishnah? We said that if a person says, I'm a Nazir like the entire fullness of the house, and he says, I did it stam, so we say as if the house is full of mustard seeds, so he's a Nazir for a very long time. So ask the Gemara of Yamai, why do you assume the Lechumra? The Lechzi, and this is what we mentioned yesterday, it came up in the Mishnah, but today it's going to come up in the Gemara. The Lechzi kilu malaya kishun vidiluin. Vitevli takanta. What do you mean? Maybe it's full of watermelons. Maybe it means a house full. Who wants mustard seed? A Nazir this whole life. Maybe it's full of watermelons. So like there'll be a time when he won't be a Nazir. How many mustard seeds can you fit into a watermelon? Right? So many less years he'll be a Nazir. Why do we assume the most lechumra? As I said before, the example that's always given as the most tiny. Maybe it means a house full of watermelons. So, Omar Chizkiya b'machlokes shenuya. Really, it's a machlokes tanoim. Whether you assume Naziris Lachumra or Naziris Lahakel. Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, which assumes Lachumra, is following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. To Amar, Adam, Machanes, Atzmo, Ladarvish, Esfeko, Chamer, Mivadai. That a person sometimes could say something, and even if the case of Safek is more stringent than the case of Vadai, we assume he meant the Safek, he's machanes himself to a case of Safek. We'll talk about why Safek is more chamer in a minute. But let's finish. Titania, as the Tosefta says, and we had a one-liner in the Mishnah in Taurus yesterday, but here in this Tosefta, it's going to be two opinions. Hareini knows Amanashi Yehe Bekri Zemeyakur. Somebody says, I'm a Nazir. Amanas, on condition that there is in that kur, in that silo, 100 kur of something, of wheat, of corn. And you go check and you say, Oive, it was stolen. Now it's empty. I don't know if it was full when I made my Naziris. So am I a Nazir or not? So Reb Shimon Oser, Shesavik Naziris Lahakma, Reb Shimon Zasiris, because Savik Naziris, but that's Lachumra. Reb Yehuda Matir, Shesavik Naziris Lahakel. Reb Yehuda says, is Matir, like the Mishnah we had yesterday, Savik Naziris Lahakel. So our Mishnah is going like Reb Shimon, that a person is machlim himself into a case of Safik. And sometimes the case of Safik is even more chomer than the Vadai. Why is it more chomer than the Vadai? Why is the case of Safek is more common than the Vadai? So Tosfos explains. Second medium line of Tosfos. Tosfos says, She'im bebirur lachardol neskaven. If a person says, I'm a nazir, like a million chardol seeds, neskaven, mona naziris, acha naziris, la'olam. So then, he'll have consecutive naziris, one after another, fine, but, umagalech bin kalachas va'achas, so maybe karban. By the end of each month, we'll assume that they're consecutive. At the end of each month, he'll be able to get a haircut, be able to bring his karbanas. So that's one level. That's if it was a vadai. But vahashta de'ika l'svuke l'dilgishurna l'batzik niskavein. But here, in our case, what did he say? A house full. So we don't know what he meant. We don't know what he meant. It's a suffix. So maybe he meant nazirios one after another, but maybe he meant one big one. If he meant one big one, so what did we do at the end of the month? Mishigilech pamacha shuvo yachol ashiyavi karban. He has to bring his karbanis, but you know what? We're not going to let him bring his karbanis. Because it might be chul lazar. He might not be nazir one after another. He might be one long one. V'karbanin yachol ahavi d'shem alabatik niskavin l'cha naziris. V'kamaisi chul lazar. So le'maisa, he's going to be stuck. He's going to be stuck because he can't bring his karbanis. So therefore, because it might be chulin la'azar. That's why the safik is more chomer than the vadai. The Ran, back in Masechta Zedarim, I think this was on a Shabbos. Sorry? Batek dough. Sure, not sure, maybe he meant a house full of dough, which is one unit. So says the Ran of Masechta Zedarim on Daf Yutes said, why can't he make a tznai? It's so chomer, you know, you can't, we're not going to let him bring his karbanos. 1 minute. We know a nazir is chayev to bring an ola shlamim and a chatas. An ola shlamim chatas. So, okay, forget the chatas, because you can't bring a chatas nedava. But we know, as long as you bring one of your karbanos, gilach al achas mishlash don yatsa. So why can't he make a tznai? Bring his ola and shlamim and say, if I'm supposed to be a nazir forever, one forever, so these are just nedavas. If I'm supposed to be a nazir consecutive, so these are my karbanos naziris. And I'll start the second one. Why can't he do that? That's the Ran on Nedarim Yutes. Nehi dechatus lo matzil asuye b'tznai she'en chatus ba nedava laisi ola v'shlamim v'lisi im nazir ani hare ilu l'chobasi v'yam labi hei nedava because we paskin im gilach alachas b'shlatz and yasa. You'll be able to get a haircut. Be able to get a haircut. So why don't you say that? Two answers. The Ran answers, you're right, Bidzi Eved. If you only brought one karban, you could get a haircut. But lachadchila, they're a package deal. You can't lachadchila bring two karbanos. Animili Bidzi Eved. Ava lachadchila, enam agalech, ela imkem hikriv chatas, v'ola v'shlam. And if lachadchila, we're saying you can't bring one of the karbanos, that's it. Then we're not going to let you. It's similar to the case of Kolaroy Labila. Right, Reb Zera says, as long as you have the potential for something, so then you don't have to do it. So as long as you have the potential for all three karbanos, then fine, you don't have to bring all three karbanos to get the haircut. But if you don't have the potential, you're lacking one, then we're not going to let you bring. Answer number one. Answer number two, Tosas there brings in the Darim, and that is, fine, you're going to bring your karbanos, but it's still more chamor if you bring those two. Why? You can't cut your payas. A nazir has to cut off all his hair. But you can't. He's only allowed to do that and cut his payas because Asei Dochalos Asei. But here, you don't have a Vade Asei, it's only a Safik Asei. Safik Asei is not Docha, Vade Losa Asei. So that's why you're not going to be able to do the proper hair, proper Tiklachas anyway. So that's why, again, Sveiko is going to be Aser. Fine, you'll be able to start off your haircut, but you won't be able to start to have the proper Naziris haircut. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So the Gemara says, why are we so machmer in our Mishnah? So the Gemara answers really, it's a machlokas. Machlokas, whether we say Safik Naziris lahachmer, Safik Naziris lehakel. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Yehuda. No, maybe even Rabbi Yehuda can fit into our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, who usually holds Naziris Lahakel, so Naziris Lahakel can even fit into our Mishnah. Why? Hasam lo nachis lein l'naziris. This is the chilek we mentioned yesterday from the Mishnah Lamelech. Over there, when does Rabbi Yehuda say, Slavin Naziris Lahakel? When you're not sure if he was Makabal Naziris at all. And if you're not sure, you say, Mako, he's not a Nazir. But Hacha, nachis lein l'naziris, here you know he's a Nazir. You just don't know which type of nazir. So then, b'maylus ulukiminei. So how do you get out of it? Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda never said a shita when there is a cheskas nazirus. Only when you're not sure if he's a nazir at all, so then he could be mako. But if you know he's a nazir, but you don't know which nazirus, he never meant a shita there. And that's explained exactly by the shita mukubatzas here. What's the ches chazaka? Is there a cheskas chiv? Is there a cheskas ptur? Right, similar we have, by way of example. He doesn't quote this, by way of example. I go to you and say, you owe me $100. So you say to me, I don't know if I owe you $100. I don't remember you're lending me money. So I say, Eini yodea im nischayavti lecha. What's the halacha there? No edim are brought. Potter, because there's no cheskas chiyuv. I said, I don't know if I was ever chayav to you. But what if I say, you say you owe me $100, and I say, I'm not sure if I paid you back. I'm not sure. I know I borrowed money from you, but I'm not sure if I paid you back. Eini yodea im praticha. So then there's a cheskas chiyuv. I'm admitting to the chiyuv, and I don't know if I was poter the chiyuv. So then chayiv. Because it depends if there's a cheskas chiyuv or there's a cheskas ptur. Says the Shizim Kabbalah, says right here. Same thing. V'taima, just like suffik negaim. The achelon nuska, if it's a suffik, whether the nega, you're tahar right now. And not sure if the nega is tame or tar, sveko tahar. Misha niska, klotoma, once you're tame and you want to know if you're mitar the nega and you're mesupik, then you keep it tame. Hachanami, azlinam basa chazaka, gabi kri, becheskas she'eno nazir. Gabi masnisan, becheskas shehu nazir. So says the Gemara, that our Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan suggests, could even go like Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Rabbi Yehuda says, Lahakel, that's only with the Savik if he is a Nazir. But if you know Bavada, he is a Nazir, you're just not sure which Nazirus, so then you are Machmir. Says the Gemara, 1 minute. Am I low? Why, in our case, is it a Chezkas Chiyuv? Right, what do we say? No, Rabbi Yehuda would agree in our case, Lachora, because he's for sure a Nazir. He's not for sure a Nazir by the end of the month. At a certain moment of time, when we can say that the minimal kavana of what he meant, at the end of that time, so now he's finished his cheskas chiyuv, because he finished being the lowest what he might have meant. So now, so he was bekabel nazirus, the minimum amount. So by the end of the month, there's no macheskas chiyuv, explains the Shita Mekubetzes, because he finished what he had to do minimally. So now there's a question, is he still going to be a new nazir or not? So that is a suffix. So there is no cheskas chiyuv here. Answers the Gemara, no, there's still a way that Rabbi Yehuda could be like our Mishnah. So Rabbi Yehuda Sabal Rabbi. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Ditzan, Rabbi in our Mishnah, who said, Rabbi Omer, unless you use the lashon of a plural nazirus, you're one big nazir. Period. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a cheskas chiyuv forever, basically. Because he always like, Rabbi, you're one long nazir. If you're one long nazir, so that's how our Mishnah could fit in, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Period. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda misav like a Rebbe? Does Rabbi Yehuda really hold like Rebbe? Rabbi Yehuda, who usually holds seven Naziris lahakel, he holds like Rebbe. What's Rebbe Shita? Remember, Rebbe Shita is, you can only have consecutive Nazirios if you use a plural Lashon. Hareini makabel love Nazirus. But if you only see Hareini Nazir, Rebbe says you can only be one long Nazir. So does Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rebbe? V'hatznan, we had in our Mishnah. Hareini Nazir kemini nimo zachama, the end of our Mishnah, somebody says, I'm a Nazir like the days of the solar year, then he's a Nazir for 365 consecutive Nazirios. And what did Rabbi Yehuda comment on that? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisahaya, there was a story, V'kivan she hishlim mace. Once it was completed, then he died. So says the Gemara, E Amar Bishlam Naziris kamakavalei, if Rabbi Yehuda agrees to the Tanakama, that he accepted consecutive Nazirios, time to give it the hishlim mace. Then the word hishlim fits in. We'll explain it in a minute. But if he only accepted one, meaning if Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rebbe, so then mi havi hashlama klal, is hashlama really appropriate? Tosfos quotes two explanations of this question. Tosfos says, first of all, hashlama, to be mashlim something, sounds like you're being mashlim a lot of things. You're not mashlim one thing. You're mashlim a set of things. Hashlama means to complete the cycle, complete the set. So if it's one big nazirus, you wouldn't use the word hashlama to be mashlam. You'd only use the word to be mashlam when you finish consecutive nazirios. So the first day of Tosfos is that it's from the word itself, hashlama. That's how you know that Rabbi Yehuda holds it's consecutive. So he argues with Rabbi. The second shot of Tosfos is that, no, it's not from the word Hashlama, but it's just from the context. The Tanna Kamma holds this consecutive Nazirios. Rabbi Yehuda is bringing a proof to the Tanna Kamma. If Rabbi Yehuda didn't hold that like the Tanna Kamma, he wouldn't be able to be bringing a proof to him. How can he say, oh, give it to Hishla Mace, Haraya? That would be a Mice. If Rabbi Yehuda really held like Rabbi, that is one big one, it would be what's called a Mice Listar. A Mice to contradict what we said earlier. And that can't be. The Mishnah is obviously having Rabbi Yehuda as a Raya to the previous case. So either way, we reject, how can Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi? First question. Va'od, and then another problem. Misarva la Karebi, can Rabbi Yehuda hold like Rabbi? The following. Va'atanya the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hareini Nazir, Minyan Hilkiti Kayetz, I'm a Nazir, like the piles of figs. Alright, let's see, you had a fig field and you made piles of figs. Like all these zillion piles of figs, I'm a Nazir like that amount. Uminyan Shvile Shmita. Think about why a person would Dafka pick these. Or like, I'm like the minion, like the number of Shemitah paths. Shemitah paths? We know during Shemitah, the fields are hefker. So everybody walks in and out. Everybody walks in, it's hefker. Everybody walks in and out of your fields. That's why there's so many paths, because everybody keeps walking in and out of your field. So I'm an Azir like that. Monem Nazirus, Kamini Hilkati Kaiser, Kamini Shvile Shemitah. So Rabbi Yehuda says, you're a Nazir consecutively based on the number of all the paths and all the piles. So you see, he goes by consecutive, even though he only says the word Nazir, not plural. So the answer is not minion shiny. At least to answer the second question, maybe Rabbi Yehuda really holds like Rabbi, but when he says the word minion, so that's what he means consecutive, and not one big one. Minion is like just like a plural lashon. Minion. So Gemara says, "Mishani leila Rebbe minion." Does Rebbe really think minion makes a difference? That word, Vatanya. But the Brisa says, "Hareini nazir kaminyan mosachama mona naziris kaminyan mosachama." The Tanakhama says, if you say like the minion of the solar year, so then you count consecutive zeros, 365 of them. Kimei alavana mona kimei alavana. Like the days of the lunar year, you count that number, 354. Rebbe argues there, even when you said the word minion. So you see, Rebbe says, even with the word minion, it's one long Nazirus, until you say a plural lashon of Harei Nazirus. So how could we say that Rabbi Yehuda said you differentiate between minion and not minion? So the Mar gives the simple answer. Rabbi Yehuda savra la kavasei bechada upaligale bechada. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi in one area and not in the other area. Savra la kavasei bechada chada naziris ki kabalale ilave. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi that if you just say the word hareini nazir, it's one long naziris. But upaligale bechada. But he argues with him in the following. Either Rabbi Yehuda shani leimone, Rabbi lo shani leimone. Rabbi Yehuda says if you use the word minion, then it's consecutive nazirios. But Rebbe does not hold that way. So Rebbe Yehuda holds partially like him and not totally like him. The Yerushalmi here again has a suffix. What if you say like the minyan shana? You don't specify which year. So which one is it? If you say minyan shana, so the Yerushalmi doesn't say ask him. That doesn't say ask him. You just say the minyan shana. So the Yerushalmi says suffix. Doesn't really answer the question. Yerushalmi says suffix. The Rambam Paskins, you go by the lunar calendar, lunar year. The Rambam says, Hilchas Naziris, Gimel Zayin. He's holding like a Yehuda that you go to Kula. Okay, maybe he's holding like a Yehuda that you go to Kula. Im Stam Mona, Im Sasam, Mona Shlosh Meos, Va'arba V'chamishim Naziris. Yeah? What? He said, I didn't read the next line of the Rambam. He's going to explain it. The Kesef Mishnah says, V'yesh L'tamua, the Yerushalmi has a suffix. Why is he mako? V'kiv the Yerushalmi amru tzrich l'hech katzvar abeinu pshitas l'kula. He says, V'efshar taimo, somebody's Yerus l'hakel. Kesef Mishnah. Says the Mishnah Melech, I don't understand why the Kesef Mishnah had to come up with his own reason. Look at the next line of the Rambam. The next line of the Rambam. If you say, Sasa 354, why? Shahare bi'arnu, shebechol nadarim, hochanachar lashem b'nei adam. Lashem b'nei adam. Fascinating. When people say a year, they mean the lunar year. Halavai, we should mean the lunar calendar when we talk stam calendars. That's the Rambam. See, he applies Lashem B'nai Adam by Nadarim to Nazir, which is interesting. Yeah.
This is Yushalmi suffix?
The Yushalmi has a suffix right here.
It's very distressing to me that in the times of the Yushalmi, it was a suffix when the Yid said...
No, it was a suffix. The Rishalmi doesn't say it was a suffix about what Lashem B'nai Adam was. The Yerushalmi says it was a suffix what the halacha is. That's what Yerushalmi meant. You could say the Yerushalmi maybe had a suffix, right? The Shriver cannot believe that in the time of Yerushalmi, it's a suffix what was Lashem B'nai Adam. First of all, it could be what was Lashem B'nai Adam by Jews and non-Jews. How do you define Lashem B'nai Adam? Jews? What if you have something like years, which is a kala, right? The whole world talks in years. So, but anyway, so we don't have to say that it was a suffix, Bizman HaYerushalmi about Lashem B'nai Adam. But anyway, that is the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah says, lahakel, and the Mishnah Melach says lahashe bnei adam. Okay, and the Mishnah Melach even has nafkaminas between those two reasons. But let's continue. Two dots. Tana Rabbanan. Harini Nazir call you. We had this yesterday. Harini Nazir call you mechaya. Harini Nazir olam. Somebody says I'm a Nazir all my life. I'm a Nazir forever. Harizeh Nazir olam. I'm a Nazir olam like Avshalom and your Megaleach. Every so often, when it gets heavy, afilu mea shana, afilu elaf shana. But if you say 100 years, 1,000 years, ein nazir olam ela nazir la olam. That is a nazir forever. And Tosva says you're not megaleach ever, not megaleach at all, ad yom moso. Period. Tana rabbanan, haredi nazir va'achas. I'm a nazir and one. So monish time. That's two. Because you're haredi nazir, you're one nazir and one. That means another one. What's the place? Va'od. What if you say everything? You say Harini Nazir, Va'achad, Va'od. You say all three words. Mona Shalosh, that's three. Vishuv, Mona Arba. Yeah, that word Vishuv, and again, four. Because you have Harini Nazir, Va'achas, Va'od, Vishuv. That's four. Pshita. So, what, that extra word, of course. And again, we would know. No. Ma'udatema Vishuv, Kikulhu, Vahavile Shis. You might say, after you say Harini Nazir, Va'achas, Va'od, then you say, and again, that's going on all three. So I'm going to all three, and you're Nazir six, not four. Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan. Says the Karen Ora. Says the Karen Ora here. Viksas Hayanire. He says, the Dafka Vishuvhu. Why only by Vishuv do we have a Hava Mina that it means all three again? Why not the Va'od? Maybe Va'od means four. Right? You have two. You have Harini Nazir Va'achas, and then Va'od. Maybe Va'od means four. How do you, why only Vishuv means an extra three? No, because the Od is still within Tokedei Dibur of Harini Nazir Va'achas. So that's why Va'od, you assume, is a continuation. It's not just looking at the whole thing as a unit. But Vishuv is already after Kedei Dibur. It's after Kedei Dibur. Says this as Aval Vuksasai Nira, the Dafka Bivishuv Havi Asaka Daidok Lame Merki Kulu, the Achas Levad, Imkain Havi Achar Kade Dibur Shalarini Nazir, the Amaikal Nazir Shal Vishuv Klal. What does Vishuv have anything to do with it? Aval Ilo Kulu Ichavain, but if you mean it as the whole unit, so then it's Tokede Dibur of the whole unit. So that's his Havamina. Again, maybe you're bothered, but I was about to ask, Tokede Dibur usually we say is only applies if you stopped. If you stop, and then you have a break. But if you continue straight, the whole thing is called Tokedei Dibur. Okay, he's assuming not that way. Assuming not that way. Okay. Again, right, okay, you might answer the pashtus the other way. Vishuv means, and again, va'od. What does va'od mean? Another. And va'achas means and one. Va'od might mean and again. It's not exactly. Okay, vishuv means let's do it again. But va'od is lav dafka, it's so different. Okay, let's continue. Tana Rabbanan, Hareini Nazir. Somebody says Hareini Nazir, Sumchas Omar, Hain. Sumchas says, if you add the word Hain, I'm a Nazir Hain, Achas, because Hain means one. Digun, Hareini Nazir Digun, Shtayim. Trigun, right, Shalosh. Tetragon, Arba. Pentagon, Chamesh. We say Hareini Nazir Pentagon, right, that's five. Tosa says, Lashon Yavan. This is Lashon Yavan, and you could be Nozer in any Lashon. I can say in English, I'm a Nazir. Any Lashon you use, that's the Chiddush, whatever Lashon you use, you are a Nazir. Tosa in Baba Basra, Kuf Samach Dalet, says, amazingly, even if you don't know what these words mean, that's the Chiddush of the Gemara. Even if, I have no idea what Digun means. I already know the Digun. You're a Nazir twice. Tough luck. Right? I already know the Digun. I already Tetragon, Pentagon. All that is, even if, any Yodea Mahu. Yeah? If he would have known. But Tosaf says here, you said a Lashon, and you shouldn't have said such a suffix Lashon. Shouldn't have gotten into it, yeah?
Is that only Greek if you don't know what it means or plus, or even any language?
Is it only Greek? So does Greek have any special status? Like an Ilchas Shabbos, maybe. Ilchas Shabbos, according to that Arz HaRuah. You only chayev d'oraisa writing Hebrew and Greek. We paskin, Megillah we had. Right, so you're right, but those are examples. But I think the Meiri's Lashon here, I think the Meiri's Lashon, if I find my Meiri, I think the Meiri's Lashon here is in any Lashon. But the Meiri here says, right, B'chol, Amar Haredi Nazir, Hein Haredi Nazir, Lachas, V'Naziris B'chol Lashon. B'chol Lashon. So wouldn't it be...
Even if you don't understand.
Even if you don't understand. That's what the Torah says in Baal Basra. Finishing up, Tanur Rabbanan. Bayis Ogol. What's we're talking about? Shapes? We're talking about a house. What if you have a round house? Digun, Trigun, Pentagon, Ein Matami B'Degoyim. Unless a house has four walls, it's not Matami B'Degoyim. Because a real house has four walls. Tetragon, Matami B'Degoyim. Four is betame bedegoim. Why? My time alamatu omer kir kiros, umalu omer ki kiros, harikan arba. So it's a limud adrasha. It says the word, the wall, four lashonas of wall, kir, and then kiros, so therefore we darshan four. Shidim Kubetzis asks, so then why by sukkah do we not have a requirement for four walls? It could be a round sukkah. We could have a round sukkah. Right? So if it's like a little sukkah, so why do we have no requirement? Says the sheets are very important because the real definition of a sukkah is the schach. The real definition of a sukkah is the schach. The walls are a hechi timsi to put the schach on, but it's the schach. Right? We discussed that in Masechta Sukkah, the difference Reb Chaim has. Are you being makif? Is there a din mechitzis or is there a din of hekif makom? Right? We discussed that a little bit then. But anyway, that's an important shita that says by Sukkah the ikar is a schach, and that's why you don't have to worry about the shame. Okay, we'll stop here. By the Shem, Sunday I'm not going to be here. I'm going to wait for Shabbos. And by the Shem, I know we have a couple of listeners in London. So by the Shem, next Shabbos I'm going to be giving a shiur in the Ner Yisrael Shul, hopefully. That's where we can work it out in London. So any of our listeners are there, love to see them.